Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, our brothers and sisters, family of faith. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, September 18th, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Cook. the founder, hallelujah, and the leader of this, not the leader of this assembly, but the woman of God of this assembly. And I am always joined by the anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Zeta Flowers, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Bishop Lester Carver, hallelujah, and Deacon William Isbell. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning service, and we truly pray that you will hear something that will uplift your spirit and truly bless your soul. Now we will go to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, just praising you and thanking you for another beautiful day you have made for us to come together and worship and praise you and to hear your word, Heavenly Father, and to hear the message that will be delivered today. May you bless the message and the messenger who's going to be delivering the message today. And may all of us who are listening be touched by the message and want to be able to be close to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the Spirit Alive Ministries and all that you do for the ministry each and every day and week.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me. Live in me, Jesus. This generation may ever see. So live in me, Jesus, please, Lord, then have your way in me.
Then show it.
me, Jesus.
Give me, Jesus.
I need you to walk, talk through me. Have your way, Lord.
To God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth with a reading that we can meditate on throughout the week. So right now, retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I am so glad to be here this morning. I'll be reading about prayer and praise, and I'll be reading the Psalm 122. It reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, into the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are thrones of judgment and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within the palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, readers, and especially doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me.
say it again.
Yes.
Breathe on me.
Oh, breathe.
Breathe on me.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Yesterday.
Jesus, and glory to God. We once again want to say good morning to all of you that are here in the sanctuary this morning. We want to say good morning to Minister Gladys and all the other clergy that are here. We want to say good morning to all of you, our wonderful, wonderful listeners. It is prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And I truly believe that this is one of the most powerful times of the worship service. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because prayer is a time when we simply talk to God. We take our supplications, our petitions, our intercessions to his throne of grace. And I praise God for that spirit that breathes on us and in us, because even when we don't know what to pray, God pities every groan. Yeah. When we pray here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move. We pray, Apostle Zeta, until something happens. Amen. So right now, I want you to put all your focus on the one who is able. As we go to the throne of grace with God's anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless each and every one of you. We're going to enter into prayer. Praise God. He said that we could come boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need and find help and favor. So we're expecting that this morning. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you thanking you. We come to you lifting you up. Hallelujah. We come, Lord, appreciating who you are. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. That
We can know you, hallelujah, in the pardoning of our sins. And we thank you for allowing us, hallelujah, to come to you, to be able to accept you into our lives and to grow and to be and develop and be who you would have us to be. We thank you for that this morning. We praise your holy name. We thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that not only do you hear, but you answer our prayers. We thank you that this is a time that we can come and express to you what is on our minds. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you this morning in Jesus' name. And Father God, we come lifting up those, Lord, today that are suffering, those that have hung down heads. We pray, Lord, that you will lift them today in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that have been, that are victims of crimes and all of the disasters that we have been hearing about and knowing about. We pray that have been affected. We pray, Lord, for those that have been affected by the floodings, the fires, the hurricanes, and so forth, the war. And we pray for those that have diseases of all kinds. We pray for your healing. We pray, Lord, that you will touch them in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus that have been coming against your people. We come against those forces right now. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We call forth the Spirit of God. And we thank you. Thank you for your presence among us. We pray, Lord, for the unsaved all across the globe in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that we will see this time of people coming to you more than ever. We pray for a mighty harvest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are around us. We pray for our communities, our cities. But we pray for those that are in other countries. We pray that they will be touched by your love in the name of Jesus, that they will have a desire to want to serve you, a desire turn from the ways of the world and to know you and to live for you and to grow, hallelujah, and be who you would have them to be. We pray for those that are confined in hospitals, their homes, jails, prisons, juvenile halls. We pray that you will raise up those, Lord, that will go in, and those that will not be ashamed of your gospel, but will preach to them, that they will become saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your freedom for them. We pray, Lord, that they will not continue to be lost, that they will be saved, and others will be wanting to be saved because of their testimonies. We pray, Lord, for breakthroughs for your people of all kinds. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are affected mentally, physically, financially, and those that are affected by all kinds of chaos and things that they feel like they cannot overcome. Yes. We pray, Lord, that you will allow them to know that they can be overcomers because of you, because of your blood that was shed on Calvary. For each and every one of us, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are able to come into your presence through your blood, through the blood of Jesus, and find deliverance. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us in ways that we can receive the abundance. We can receive your prosperity through your blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that you do for us.
Thank you,
we thank
Father
you for
God.
Answered
thank
prayer this morning.
Yeah.
We thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the family today. We pray that you will enter into these family situations. We pray, Lord, that you will bring about better relationships in the family in the name of Jesus. Better relationships among us all in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray that you will meet the housing needs of those that are out, those that have no place to live. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them.
Yes,
as they turn towards you, Lord, and trust, put their trust in you, Lord, we pray that you will make ways. We pray that those that are without food, that they will have it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray, Lord, that they will know that their hope is in you, Christ Jesus. Praise you for it. We thank you. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless us and strengthen us and help us and give us the things that we have need of so that we can better meet the needs of your people. And we thank you for it,
Lord.
We thank you for all that you're doing right now and all
Lord.
That you're yet going to do.
Yes,
we pray
Father.
For those that are in torment today and in fear.
Lord.
Praise God. Oh, God.
Them up,
in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. We pray, Lord, that they will come through.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. That they will realize that they have no fear.
Yeah.
We pray for those, Lord, that are suffering from depression and anxiety.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that hope will be instilled in them, that they will know, that they will know you in Jesus' name and be set free. And we thank you for it. We continue to lift
thank
up Spirit Alive Ministries and
bless
all
you.
The other ministries and churches, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We pray that you will bless, continue to bless in the name of Jesus. We pray for Apostle Shirlene Cook. We pray for everyone, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone
touch
that
Jesus.
Is listening in this morning.
Reward
hallelujah. All
them,
the other
God.
Leaders. Yes, we pray that
Back
every
down,
need will be met
hallelujah.
Among us in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and if there's
yes.
any sick among us, we ask,
my
Lord,
Lord,
for your healing power.
Yes,
the healing virtues
please,
to flow
Jesus.
In Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name. And we thank you right now.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him, say it.
Having a spiritual experience.
But
you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual
every day.
Every day.
Right here. Witherspoon. Song like entertainment. Barrow, Isaiah, Little Rodney, Hurst, Bill Lassiter on horn, Javier Solis. Let me feel ya. All right, company, I need y'all to take a breath and take it up. Right here.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. So my brothers and sisters, if you haven't had a chance to retrieve your Bibles, please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and to write on, because this morning you are going to have a meaty banquet. I do mean meaty banquet, as presented by God's own Bishop Lester Carver. Amen.
Amen, Apostle Cook.
Amen.
Amen.
And welcome to our Spirit Alive worship experience. This morning, we're going to be, or this afternoon, what we're going to be discussing is saying yes to God and being blessed by being a blessing. But before we get started, I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time that we have with you, God. Father, I thank you for it being morning in some parts of the world and it being the beginning of the afternoon in other parts of the world, God. Father, I thank you for, no matter what part of the world it is, your presence with us is what we cherish, God. Father, we We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit you place within us, God. Father, we thank you for all that you achieve through the obedience of your son, Jesus Christ, at Calvary, so we could have the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Father, allow this message that goes forth today to touch someone in a way that transforms their life right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this morning I'm going to be discussing how to say yes to God and be blessed by being a blessing. But we're going to discuss this by using two very important examples of individuals who said yes to God, and then they became a blessing to multitudes, extending down all the way to you and I. But before I get started with that, I want to talk about something that greatly, greatly disturbed me and actually angered me to a certain extent. We know that in John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus Christ says that the thief comes before to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus Christ said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more than abundantly. And one of the things that the thief, the devil, is trying to steal continually is God's glory. And one of the ways that the devil steals God's glory is through the ignorance that has clouded the minds of God's people, because the accuracy of the teaching of the Word of God has not yet been thoroughly established throughout the earth. So what we see is a dominant culture guiding some of the most important aspects of our Christian reality, because the devil is the father of lies. He is the originator of lies. So we're not dealing with a novice. We're not dealing with someone who is new at what they do. The devil is the father of lies. He is the originator of the lie. The only thing he's ever created is the lie. So when you think about the magnitude of what we are up against in terms of our Christianity, when we are coming against lies, is that we have to understand that lies have to contain a significant portion of truth to even be viable, to even be convincing. And so the devil knows just how much error to introduce in order to turn something that was the truth into a lie. Now think about it. If you have a full glass of water, and that glass of water is good for you, it's awesome, it's pure water, and someone takes one drop of poison and puts it in that glass of water, is that glass of water good anymore? No. But that glass of water might still look like a clear glass of water. But with that drop of poison, if you take it and you drink it, you're probably going to get sick or die. And that's what a lie is like. A lie is taking that one little drop and putting it in that full glass of water and turning what was meant for your health and healing and wholeness into something that was going to make you sick or kill you. So I want to point out something that happened last week that almost none of us realized. Almost none of us acknowledged, almost none of us spoke about how the father of lies was able to convince the entire world that last week, last Sunday, September 11th, was not Jesus Christ's birthday. And the world did not acknowledge it. The world ignored it. The world was oblivious to it, because we have not been taught what the Word of God has to say. Now, this morning, I'm going to share with you something about what the Word of God has to say. But before I get into that, I want to talk to you about some of the background of that. There was an individual that is spoken of in the earlier part of the Scripture, I believe in Genesis. And it talks about this individual named Nimrod. And Nimrod was a great hunter. He was the first of the kings. He was the first of the mighty men to rule. And what he was notorious for was there was a portion of land in Mesopotamia where it had the most fruit. It had the best food. And The problem with this place that had the best food was that it had the most ferocious beasts in this land. And so people had to risk their lives to get this great food. And when they would go out to get the great food, they could be killed by these ferocious beasts. So this guy named Nimrod basically set himself against God. He cursed God. He gave God the middle finger. And he said, you know what? He said, if you won't protect these people, then I'll protect them. And he rose up in pride. And he subdued the beast. He slew the beast. Then he built a wall around this fertile area. And then he threw the people in the wall, which protected them from the beast and secured all of this great produce. And the people worshiped this guy Nimrod like a god. But you got to remember, this started in pride and Nimrod setting himself against God, basically saying, I can do what you should be doing better than you're doing it. And he was judging God. And whenever we get in pride and whenever we start judging God, you best believe we are coming against the purposes of God. And we're going to buy into that God's plan for us isn't good, right? But look at what ends up happening is Nimrod has a son with his wife. And this son is named Temu. And after Nimrod died, his wife, she exalted her son as the son of God, the son of Nimrod. The people turned Nimrod into a god. And so the son of Nimrod was also therefore by extension a god as well, Temu. Now, Temu was born on December the 25th. And this false god, Temu, is mentioned in the book of Ezekiel. So I'm going to read that right now. Look at what the prophet Ezekiel has to say. It says, the prophet described a vision he had, saying, the Lord brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, and I saw women sitting there mourning the god of Temu. God caused the idolatrous practice of weeping for Temu a detestable thing, made even worse that it was happening at the temple in Jerusalem. So do you understand what is happening on December the 25th? What is happening on December the 25th is that basically the devil has succeeded at stealing God's glory by convincing the whole world that the Son of God was born on December the 25th, when in fact God's Son, Jesus Christ, was born on September 11th, 3 BC. Now, I can't get into all of the technical aspects of that right now, but what I can say is this, is that the beginning, the first day of the first month of the Jewish New Year on September 11th, 3 BC, is referred to as Tishri 1. That was the day that Jesus Christ was born. And so September 11th, 3 BC is that date. There are two books that will help you study and understand this in your personal study. One of those is called Witness of the Stars by E.W. Bullinger. Another one is Jesus Christ, Our Promised Seed by V.P. Werewolf. And these two books will go into the detail about how that specific date is established, and it'll get as specific as the actual time of his birth, because there are records, there are documents, there are things that establish this. But we know from Ezekiel 8:14 that God's people were worshiping Temu, the son of Nimrod, at the temple, and God caused this level of idolatry detestable. But this is what's going on all over the world on December the 25th. This is what we're going to do. But we're going to do it, and we're going to call it Jesus Christ's birthday, when Jesus Christ's birthday just passed for a whole week. No one said anything, right? So when I am putting forth this teaching today about saying yes to God and being blessed by being a blessing to others, it is coming from this place of tearing down this position that the devil has succeeded in exalting this idolatrous practice of of worshiping and acknowledging Tammuz that the whole world is going to, Christians and non-Christians alike, on December the 25th, the whole world is going to be celebrating Jesus Christ's birthday on the birthday of Tammuz, the son of Nimrod. That's horrid. That's an awful position for us as teachers of the Word of God to be in. So I want to start today's teaching in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And I'm going to talk about when Mary actually conceived our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there was a powerful process there. There was a process where she had to start by saying yes to something that was a daunting assignment, to say the least, and something that was not according to our physical understanding of how things happen. It had such a serious spiritual component that God had to assure her and he had to inform her. And so I'm going to start here with the beginning of this at Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And I'm going to read to verse 28 at first. What it says is, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. So before I get into this greeting, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to speak to the Virgin Mary, who was a descendant of King David. And she was engaged to Joseph, who was a descendant from King David. And his name was Joseph. Joseph was a descendant of King David, and she was engaged to Joseph. And the virgin name was Mary. So this is how Gabriel greets her. He says, good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you. And so this is quite the greeting, right? This is an odd way for an angel to greet anyone. He says, good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you. So verse 29 through 33 says, she was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her. The angel said, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom. Now, that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful word. That is an amazing thing. Now, Gabriel is informing her of what God is going to do, right? Now, this is a fascinating thing, but look at what Mary's response is. Mary says to the angel, but how? I've never slept with a man. I've never had intercourse before. How am I going to get pregnant? How am I going to have this child? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is 6 months pregnant. Nothing you see is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's handmaid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. Now, when it comes to saying yes to God, this is a pretty tall order here. Because God is doing something supernatural. God is doing something supernatural, and he needed her to know what he was doing with her and through her and to her and for her, but for everyone as well, right? And so it's interesting how this chapter starts. It starts by saying in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, right? Elizabeth was the mother of of John the Baptist, the one who ushered in the way for Jesus Christ to be born. And Elizabeth was in her old age, and she conceived a son. Look at what it says in verse 36 to 38. It says, did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son as old as she is, right? Well, people knew that Elizabeth was old and her husband Zachariah was not as old as she was, and they called her barren. It was not a positive thing to be considered barren, but God did a miraculous thing in her and allowed her to get pregnant in her old age. So when the angel says to her that your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant, as old as she is, she realized that this was also possible with her. See, the angel said, nothing you see is impossible with God. And after the angel reassured her, it said, Mary said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. And see, it's important for us to understand that when God is doing something in our life, he's going to inform us. What God is doing is oftentimes supernatural, beyond our understanding. But when you are given that information for us, we receive information through the Holy Spirit. But here, at this time, this is before Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. So the angel came and spoke with her directly and said, this is what God is doing through you. And that you're going to have a son. His name is going to be Jesus. You're going to become pregnant. You're going to give birth to a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus. He's going to be great. He's going to be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever with no end to his kingdom. And Mary said, how's this going to happen? How is this going to happen? And the angel told her exactly how it was going to happen. He said, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. The power of the Highest is going to hover over you. And so the child you bring forth, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, the Son of God. And then he tells her of Elizabeth in her old age conceiving a son and being 6 months pregnant in spite of the fact that she was old and barren. And so the angel says, see, nothing's impossible with God. And after he reassured her, Mary said, yes. So when we are being led by God to do whatever he's given us to do, it is our charge to please God, to serve God, to trust God, and to obey God. And so God is going to give us information as we study his word, as we pray, as we fast, as we fellowship with like-minded believers, so that he can do the same thing he did with Mary here. He comforted her. He gave her information. He directed her to the point where she could say yes. She said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. Now, here's an important thing to understand. Mary had to say yes to God on Tishri 1, 3 BC, the beginning of the Jewish New Year, and that is September 11th. And so that is Jesus Christ's birthday, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was hijacked by this pagan holiday, the birthday of Tammuz, the son of Nimrod, on December the 25th. And now we need to re-educate ourselves as the people of God, as the body of Christ, and get back to the truth so that we don't miss Jesus Christ's birthday anymore. It was last Sunday. And for me, it's amazing because the timing of that is fascinating because, you know, the year is such that for Jesus Christ's birthday to land on a Sunday is such a precise thing that it's not going to happen like that for a minute. And so I think we should expect to see some pretty important things during this time. I want you to look at another passage of scripture here, though, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible. I'm going to be reading from verses 18 to 25. And what's fascinating here is that we're going to look at somebody else who was a part of this whole equation, that had to say yes to God, just as Mary had to say yes to God in order to pull this off. It was Mary's husband that she was engaged to, and it was Jesus Christ's earthly father, his adopted father, if you would, Joseph. And what Joseph had to say yes to was equally as challenging as what Mary had to say yes to. Look at what it says here in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and 25. It says, the birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they enjoyed their wedding night, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. So look at this. Joseph is engaged to Mary. And before their wedding night, he discovers she's pregnant. Now, Joseph is feeling distressed. He's feeling humiliated, as any man would when you find out your virgin bride is not only not a virgin, but she's pregnant, and it's not yours. So Joseph is saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, I care for her, so I'm not going to make this a public spectacle. So I'm going to put her away quietly. I'm going to quietly divorce her and let her go so that Mary is not disgraced openly. But look at what happens in verse 20 to 23. While he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke to him in a dream. So once again, we see how an angel of God comes to speak to Joseph, just as the angel of God came to speak to Mary. Look at what it says. It says, Joseph, the angel says, Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring forth a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves is what it means. That's what Jesus means. Because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's embryonic revelation to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us. Then Joseph woke up. He did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus. Now, see, Joseph had to say yes to God, even though he was feeling distressed. He was feeling humiliated. He found out his virgin bride was pregnant before they had consummated their marriage, before they had had intercourse. And this would be disturbing to anyone. But when we see what God is doing with us, when God gives us comfort by communicating with us. And see, this is why it's important for us to speak to God in our heavenly prayer language at all times, so that God can speak that to us, so that we've got that line of communication between us and God open at all times, so that he can give us the information that we need when we need it, so that we can know when to say yes to God. Because, see, when we say yes to God, not only are we blessed, but we are preparing to be a blessing to others. Just consider how much we have all been blessed. It's been 2,052 years since this particular point in time, and each and every one of us have this gift of the Holy Spirit within us because first, Mary had to say yes to God. And after Mary said yes to God, then Joseph had to say yes to God, or things would have turned out completely different than they did, right? But when we understand that God has a plan, God's plan is perfect, and God's plan for us is perfect, and we have to understand that saying yes to God isn't something he's forcing on us. Saying yes to God is something that he has given us the opportunity to participate with him in building his heavenly kingdom of many nations. See, God is building a heavenly kingdom of many nations, and he's called us to be a part of that plan. The way he called Joseph here was a pretty tall order, because Joseph is a descendant of King David, and he is engaged to be married to Mary. And then before their wedding night, he discovers that Mary's already pregnant. He's like, whoa, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. What is this? I care for her, I love her, but this is crazy nonsense. And then he said, but I'm still going to do the right thing. I'm going to put her away, but I'm going to put her away quietly so she's not disgraced. And Joseph, because of his love for Mary, he's trying to figure out a way out of this. And while he was sleeping, he had a dream. And the angel of God spoke to Joseph and said, don't hesitate to get married. Go ahead and marry Mary. So you see how God gives Joseph comfort here. And the angel says, Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. This is God's idea. And he says, God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus, meaning God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's embryonic revelation to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew, for God is with us. And see, we have to see what happened here. Because when Joseph woke up from his dream, he did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus. Now, this is an interesting thing. God asks so much of us. And when you consider what he had to go through at this time, during this whole period, instead of being with his wife, he had to marry her, and he had to watch her pregnancy for that entire period. And so for this whole period, he could not have relations with his wife. And he did what the angel said. He named the baby Jesus, and meaning God saves. And this allowed Jesus Christ to come forth and be able to save his people from their sins. And not only did Jesus Christ save his people from their sins, he saved all of us from our sins, because we know that God has made the Jews and Gentiles one in the body of Christ. That makes the church the church. And I just want each and every one of you to consider that last week, September 11th, was Jesus Christ's birthday, and the next time September 11th rolls around, that we remember to say yes to God and celebrate his birthday on his birthday, and not get trapped into celebrating this pagan holiday worshiping Tammuz, the son of Nimrod, on accident in ignorance, right? We don't want to fall into trap by just not knowing. But what you don't know, you don't know. So when you go to Ezekiel 8:14, you'll see, oh, no, worshiping Tammuz is detestable. But now on September 11th, you know that's Tishri 1, the beginning of the Jewish New Year, Jesus Christ's birthday, and all you got to do is find out when, you know, is remember, and then celebrate, and then understand that on that first day of the new year, we are the Jewish New Year, we are celebrating Jesus Christ's birthday, the Son of God, and we know that he saved all of us from our sins. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this morning's message and to consider when God asks you to do what he needs you to do, be prepared to say yes to God. When you're speaking in your heavenly prayer language to God, when you're praying, when you're fasting, when you're fellowshipping with like-minded believers, receive all of those words that come from God that are preparing you for what God has for you to do, and say yes, because what we're doing is we are tearing down the strongholds of the devil that are designed to steal, kill, and destroy, starting with stealing God's glory, and then taking everything that he can possibly take that God is just giving you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to someone else. It is my prayer that this message today has blessed someone and that you will consider how you're going to say yes to God and move forward boldly with this knowledge of Jesus Christ's real birthday and understanding that you're a child of God that is blessed because Mary said yes to God and then Joseph said yes to God. Apostle Cook.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Okay, we got some new information today. Some of us did. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
But I have often said, I don't care. I'm going to celebrate Jesus on his birthday, my birthday, December 25th. Bishop's birthday, my mother. I'm celebrating. Let me just break it on down. I'm celebrating Jesus every day. But this morning, hallelujah, the question is, will you say yes to Jesus? You see, he is standing at the door, and he's knocking, and he's just waiting for you to open that door and receive him into your heart and make him your Lord and your Savior. But before I lead you, and I want you to sit there and think about that for a moment, while I ask Pastor Vanessa Carver to come and to seal this information, hallelujah, to seal this word, because the enemy is trying to confuse, destroy, and we just want God's word to go forth, and we are going to seal it with prayer. Pastor,
thank you,
Vanessa.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and good afternoon. Father God, first of all, we just thank you for your sovereignty and what was heard today. And what inspired Bishop Carver to deliver the message. We thank you, Lord, that we need to learn and hold on to the truth, that we need to worship you in spirit and in truth, and that we don't need a fusion of what truth is or what my truth is or what experiences is, Lord, but we need to understand and embrace what your word says. So I just thank you, Lord, today for that spirit of truth, just binding this message today, that you began to open up our minds and our hearts to what it means to stand in our identity so that we don't have any false identity. It starts with truth. And I thank you, Lord, today that the weight of this message,
yes, Lord,
because God was inspired, Lord, will inspire us to go forth and lay aside and begin to really dig into the word and begin to learn to love you, learn to accept you in truth. And I thank you, Lord, today for this message that we have peace and only in your might that we begin to allow you to speak to us at the level that you would desire to speak to us.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, today for this opportunity that you orchestrated today for that today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, I gave you, during this prayer, I gave you a moment to, in the words of Bishop Carver, consider saying yes to the Lord. And if you are ready, willing, hallelujah, to make the Lord your, Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, if you are ready to say yes to God, all you have to do is say this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came and you rose and you died just for me. Please come into my life and rescue me and allow your Holy Spirit to make me what you want me to be. Help me to know and understand the truth, God, Not everyone else's ideal of the truth, but your truth. And I will give you all the honor and the glory and the praise for all the rest of my days. And it is in your son Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me,
amen,
myself and the entire family of God want to welcome you into the family of God. And we pray that you find yourself a Christ-centered assembly that you can fellowship with, whether it's online, whether it's in the brick and mortar, so that you can be around like-minded Christians, hallelujah, and loving Christians that can help you to nurture you and to grow. We also pray that you study the show yourselves approved, hallelujah, because we're all going to have to answer this one question one day. Who do you say that I am? And we need an answer for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So right now, I'm going to ask Minister Gladys to come in and pray for you, new converts. Hallelujah. And then I will open up the assembly so that anybody would like to have a word of praise today may do so. Minister Gladys.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for
Amen.
The beautiful message. The beautiful lesson, Bishop Carver. Thank you so much for that. I just want to pray and thank God for who he is today.
Yes.
Just for who he is, not for what he do, but for who he is, because he can do all things, all the most impossible things. Give it to God. He can do it. I just pray and I ask God that he'll continue to wrap you up in his arms, that you allow him to wrap you up in his arms and continue to say yes, will, and to his ways. I just pray that God will continue to put his angel protection all around and about you, bless you mentally, physically, and financially, bless you with the words from this living word, that it would minister to your heart and that you will abide in it. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the word on today. I thank you for the ones that were saved on today, Father God, Lord, that truly said the prayer, the sinner's prayer,
thank you, Jesus.
Today, Father God,
Lord.
With it, Father God, Lord. I thank you for coming into our lives, Father God, Lord, lifting us up, raising us up, Father God, Lord, and showing us the right way to live, Father God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank you for all that you do and how you do it, Father God.
Yes,
because all things are done for our good as a blessing to others, Lord. And I just thank you.
Yes.
I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
Now, if you are sitting in our sanctuary and you would like to have a word of praise, at this time you can press your 1 and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, because we would really like to hear from you. Hallelujah. We are just a family of believers and we love loving on the people of God. Hallelujah. Now, while I scroll, I'd like to tell you about some wonderful things coming up this week. On tomorrow, we pray that you will join Apostle Zeta because Spirit Alive is so excited to be hosting their Push Prayer Conference. She has some anointed prayer warriors lined up and they're all anointed teachers. So I pray that you will come out, hallelujah, and just pray with us on tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, you can hear this mighty man of God once again as he brings you your Tuesday night teachings. On Wednesday, Apostle Zeta will be back, hallelujah, for her Wednesday night Bible studies. And for more information about us and the times of our programs, you can find that right in the body of the description in your media player. So may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. On behalf of myself,
Hallelujah. Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah. Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Gladys McGee, and Deacon William Isbell, we pray that you continue to have a blessed and beautiful week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Love and blessings from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Continue to have a blessed afternoon. Family of God, you were phenomenal, and I truly love you. God bless you all.
Love you guys. Bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. I love you. That was a wonderful message.
Bless
they
you.
Made
God bless you.
Love you.
Wonderful. God bless you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love the
love
message.
You, too.